And it looks like we have a little more time than I expected. So, hey, here's a jump back to discussion of Measure M. That's the Rent Control and Just Eviction Protection Ordinance coming up in November and being badly outspent by the out-of-town real estate profiteers who are sending their troops and their bucks into Santa Cruz. I attended a city council forum on this, I should say city council candidate forum, which Wes White, who you heard earlier on this channel or on this show, videoed, and you can find that on his video website, on his John Doe website. And that's near the top on the John Doe 13K website. Two words, John, second word, Doe 13K. It's under the title Renters Issues Candidate Forum. I caught one of the Measure M activists before that actual candidate forum began, and I interviewed him. So here we go. We have a modest Measure M supporter here. It's we're in room 4. Is that where we are?
Yes, this is in room 4.
Covered with delicacies for sale. And the occasional free cookie. Very nice. And the form
debuting our new pamphlet.
So give me the high points of the pamphlet.
Well, essentially, we've tried to reformat the pamphlet by keeping the main points that we had on our previous material.
Are we charging for these crackers?
No, they're free.
They're free. Okay.
So draw people to the table. To retain the main points of information that we had in our previous literature, while just being a little more digestible and presenting more of a human face to the rent control issue, we've included the stories of three Santa Cruz tenants who have recently who have been victims of the housing crisis in terms of losing stable housing, or in having getting increased financial difficulty on account of the cost of living here in Santa Cruz.
Are they able to still live here? I see three photos in this flyer you've got here.
They are. One person has permanent housing for now, but is not sure how long they'll be able to continue in it. The other two do not have permanent housing, but are staying with friends at the moment.
So the main issue, of course, that the opponents are always pushing on is affordable housing will be cut back because of rent control, because all those profiteering landlords will have to go to some other happy hunting ground and sell out and that sort of thing. And they claim stats from Berkeley and Santa Monica to prove this. What's your research led you to believe?
Well, I would say that I don't think that there is, you know, an affordable housing versus rent control issue. I think it's an affordable housing and rent control issue. And what we've seen from other cities that have adopted rent control, especially most recently in Mountain View, is a great example. It's a city with a somewhat similar economy to Santa Cruz's. What's happened is that there's not even been an appreciable decrease in new construction, because it still is so profitable to build housing, because the rent is already so high that market rate developers do continue to build. We are definitely going to need to have more affordable housing and more housing built below market rate. Because that's what housing that actually serves the people in our community. The idea behind Measure M is just to provide immediate protection for people who are living in their homes currently, so that they'll be able to still remain in this community by the time until.
You don't dispute the argument that. Are you suggesting that in Mountain View, rent control has not reduced the stock of affordable housing?
Yes, that's my contention. That it has not and will not reduce the stock
of Santa Monica and Berkeley.
I think.
Have you researched that?
I have researched Berkeley. I have not done quite as much research into Santa Monica. But what I know from Berkeley is that they've done a comparison of this all across the East Bay, is that the number of rental units across the whole East Bay has declined to some extent. In Berkeley, that's largely because of state legislatures imposed loopholes in their local rent control.
Can you be more specific?
Well, Ellis Act conversions, for one thing, which are where essentially an apartment building of rent-controlled units can be converted into a building of condominiums and then sold off to owners. It's a sort of a state legislature-enacted way of getting around rent control in a city. In addition, the Costa-Hawkins Act has meant that in areas that switch tenants frequently, which is especially the case in college towns like Berkeley and Santa Cruz. It is
vacancy decontrol.
Vacancy decontrol, which basically resets the rent for each new tenant, makes it harder to preserve rent control long term. That's why we're also pushing for Proposition 10 to pass statewide, which would repeal the Costa-Hawkins Act and let us have more effective rent control over the long term.
There are other states where rent control has been widely or at least selectively used, and you can get a sense of how false, how true, or how partially true these arguments about about the renter loss of rental housing as a consequence of rent control is. In other words, I'm pushing this argument not because I believe it's true or because I believe it needs to be focused on, but because it is one that has been avoided by rent control advocates I've talked to. They will say, like you have, there is an affordable housing crisis. There's also a rent control. Rent control deals with existing people, housing. We need more housing. And my question, though, is do we have any other stats from other states that you know about?
Well, I think many other states, actually, the state legislature has prohibited rent control entirely, has prohibited cities from adopting rent control. So that has not been a method available to cities in other states, which is why
countries.
Most of the comparisons have come from California. Other countries, I know European countries, some European countries do have rent control on a larger basis. I do not have enough statistics on hand immediately to cite any particular cases, but I know that they have had a pretty long-running system, some countries since the Second World War, I believe.
Any particular country?
I actually don't. I can't say anything for sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
We expect you to get to it next time we talk.
Yes. It's definitely a point that I'll look into more.
Any new information coming out today that you expect to hear at this forum?
I mean, I think we already know where most of the candidates stand on Measure M. I think what's going to be more interesting to find out is what alternative plans they have to offer. Because, as we know, the only two candidates who support Measure M are Justin Cummings and Drew Glover. All the others are in opposition. And so it will be interesting just to see what solutions they might have, whether the candidates tend to agree on their solutions or have, differing ones. Whether they suggest, building more affordable housing, building more market rate housing, or taking some other action to control the price on existing housing. I think that'll be an interesting thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you present at the tumultuous council meeting where Nora Hochman was arrested?
I was. I was not present at the moment when she was arrested, though, but I was present at the meeting.
Just wondering what her fate is. Is she still going to court, or did they not file charges? Do we know what the story was?
I actually do not know the latest. I actually am not fully updated on that. I think
I saw her here a minute.
Yeah, she is. She is here herself.
And I didn't actually ask Nora what went down. It's a real kind of a prickly relationship with her, but she's an activist, a union activist, has been working hard on Measure M. I assume. I certainly have seen her at various forums, and she was arrested because she spoke out angrily. Intentionally disrupting a meeting, and I don't have any problem with that in some circumstances. She had a lot of supporters in the audience. She was not actually arrested for disrupting the meeting. She was told to leave the chambers. They cleared the entire chambers, apparently not wanting to have a confrontation with her supporters, perhaps. I don't know. That's what the Mayor Terrazas did. This was some weeks ago during the a discussion of whether Measure M should have a special city council look-see to see if what its impact would have on the city. Since it was being presented by a mayor who is anti-M, it was not viewed in a very favorable light. I think I may have mentioned this already, by the pro-rent control forces, pro-M forces. So she attempted to come back into the chamber, and as I understand it, she was arrested for doing that, and I don't know if she was held in jail until late that night. I think we'll hear a little bit from a person who helped her, or maybe I had that conversation with someone else and I'm remembering something else, but I was told she was released ultimately. I don't know whether she's been charged with anything. I am always very suspicious of people the council arrests and removes from the public discussion for whatever reason, unless they're actually stopping the meeting. And in some cases, the meeting deserves to be stopped, but that's another story. Let's hear some more.
But I don't know the exact details on that. I was not present, actually, at the incident that, I guess, is the justification for the charge.
Re-entering the chamber or some nonsense.
Yes, I am. I was outside the chamber, and I did film part of the discussion that ensued between her and some of the city officials prior to her being. Prior to her being arrested, but I did not. Just, as I understand it, the arrest occurred at a different location than inside the chambers,
correct.
And I did not was not
was
present.
Correct.
At that.
I'm told it was correct.
Yeah, but yeah, she is here, present in person, and I'm not, I don't know what I can't obviously speak her as to whether she would like to give an interview about it or not. But
no, I'm just curious if anybody knows. It's public information whether there's still a charge pending, whether she wants to talk about it or not. That's
definitely
not the issue. Well, we've been talking with
Brennan Robbins from the Movement for Housing Justice and Students United with Renters.
Brennan, anything you want to add?
I guess I would just, I mean, the only thing I would just like to add about is that the campaign finance reports that we've seen just a few days ago have shown that the opposition to Measure M has now raised $750,000.
And the Sentinel.
Yes, the Sentinel has a pretty elaborate article about their fundraising state.
Judy Gomez or Judy. Who's the fellow who wrote the article? Do you remember?
John D. Gums.
Thank you.
Yes, but so I would say that what we need in this final month before the election is just word of mouth. We are students, working people, tenants. We don't have the same fundraising ability as the other side has, and so we're not going to be able to blast the city of Santa Cruz with mailers, advertisements, commercials as they will. So I just like to encourage everybody to look us up, come out, volunteer if you have the time, and just spread the word about Measure M and the good it'll do for the city of Santa Cruz.
How can people get involved?
They can go to our website at santacruzrentcontrol.org. We have 3 weekly canvassing times where people can walk door to door. Those are on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Sundays at 3 p.m., and those are all at the SEIU headquarters at 517 Mission Street in Santa Cruz.
Fair enough. And again, we've been talking with
Brennan Robbins.
Brennan?
Yes.
Thank you, Brennan.
Thank you.
And now a final blast from Roy Zimmerman, and be seeing you or talking to you again on Sunday anyway. Till then.
America is a 57 Chevy. The veers to the left and lurches to the right. America is a pawn shop window with decals of Old Glory made by children in China. America is a dog playing poker, saying war is a last resort and wagging his tail. America is a compassionate conservative and a gay Republican and a vegetarian vampire. America is a big group therapy session with one guy in the corner who will not shut up. God bless the firefighter. God bless the video clerk. And God bless America.
It just might work. Just might work.
America is a Japanese fiddler in Branson, Missouri, doing Louis Armstrong. America a scholarly discussion of the socioeconomic implications of Janet Jackson's boob. God bless the superhero.
Came up to you and said, I'm going to bring forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. You'd probably say, right on, good luck with that. And what if he said, I'm going to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity? You'd probably say, wow, knock yourself out. And what if he said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? You'd probably say, I got a meeting.
America is a conspiracy of genius in sweat-stained waistcoats and powdered wigs. America is a homeless Jesus being held at gunpoint by King James. America is an apple pie with a few bad apples right toward the top. America is a dream of freedom dreamed by everyone all over the world. God bless the normal people.
Might work.